When President Bush goes to the Capitol tonight to deliver the State of the Union address, all 535 senators and representatives are expected to gather in the House chamber to receive him. Republican and Democratic lawmakers say they expect to hear two broad themes: fixing the domestic economy and the showdown with Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig says he wants to hear President Bush deliver a State of the Union message tonight that's bold in tone.
Bold in talking about Iraq and our international responsibilities toward human freedom. Bold when it talks about an economic program for this country and domestic policy and his leadership there. I think he's clearly in a position to make that kind of a State of the Union, and I hope he does.
Craig expects a strong pitch for the $674 billion 10-year tax cut package President Bush proposed earlier this month in the name of boosting economic growth. Another Senate Republican, Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum, says apart from those tax breaks and a big jump in defense spending, the president should emphasize austerity.
I think he needs to continue to say that it's important that during time of war and where the economy is struggling, that we focus on fighting the war and spending the resources necessary to do that, and we need to do things to stimulate this economy. All other priorities have to take a backseat to those two things.
Senator John McCain, an Arizona Republican, calls the economy a tough issue for the president, but he says the primary emphasis tonight has to be on Iraq.
There is some lessening of support in the country, so he's going to have to spend a great deal of time on making the case for handling the Iraq situation militarily if necessary.
The two top leaders of congressional Democrats yesterday gave what they called a pre-buttal, a reaction to the president's speech even before it's delivered. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle declared the State of the Union is anxious, with Americans uncertain about the future and unclear about the course the country is taking.
Today, what we're getting from the White House are confused signals instead of clear direction, slogans instead of solutions, posturing instead of progress. There's a name for all of this. It's called a credibility gap.
Pointing to what he called slipping support for U.S. foreign policy, Daschle asked why, if the U.S. has proof Iraq has nuclear and biological weapons, this proof has not been shown to the world. And he raised questions about the array of motives the administration's given for going after Saddam Hussein, saying it makes people wonder which reason, if any of them, is the real one. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, for her part, centered her remarks on the home front. She said President Bush refuses to spend $1.5 billion that Congress has approved for Homeland Security.
And yet the president says there is enough money in the wartime budget to create a huge tax cut that benefits the wealthiest in our country. The credibility gap widened.
Expanding on that theme, Pelosi cited the sales job of the tax cut.
The president's tax plan is a Joe millionaire tax plan. It romances middle-class Americans with the promise of big bucks, but in the end, the surprise is they get pennies.
And Daschle sought to downplay the bump the speech may give a president whose approval ratings have been coming down.
The real test of the State of the Union is not how strong the president's words are, or how loud the applause is, or how high his approval ratings jump after the speech. The real test of the president's words is whether they lead to action and whether that action leads to progress.
In the end, any State of the Union is less a snapshot of the moment than a strategy for the future. But in this case, both parties seem to agree big challenges loom just around the corner. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.